This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Zane Peterson.
You're the greatest guy in the whole galaxy.
Yeah, I'm a real class act.
Now we'll get tonight.
Ajay Salveson.
The juice is loose.
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 Dave Denton.
Man, you don't want no bread. You don't want no salad. All he wants is meat.
It's time to take out the trash.
Let's show him what we got, guys.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Your podcast, you and Zane are just best friends, all right?
Yeah, we've been cutting you down.
Golly.
You haven't been with us.
Cutting me down? Oh, you got a short joke now. Is that what you throwing out short jokes? Huh? Cutting me down?
I didn't intend to do that, but if
cutting
you want to
take
down.
I will take it that way.
Take it that way.
Welcome back, AJ. Here's another short joke for you.
You want to make a fat joke? Well, I am a fat joke, but a bow. Are you ready to hear Stephanie?
I want to hear Stephanie McMahon's announcement.
Let's hear it from Monday Night Raw when they announced the Women's Evolution.
You demanded more opportunities for the women in WWE, and you started a hashtag called Give Divas a Chance that trended worldwide for 3 days. On October 28th, over 50 women, then, now, and forever, will participate in an event called Evolution. And that event, I am privileged to announce, will be the first ever all-women's pay-per-view.
Amazing.
Do you feel like the women's competitors knew about it beforehand, or were they just this, I mean, there was a surprise reaction from a few of them.
Yeah, I think some of them suspected and probably knew, but I'm wondering what if the entire roster knew about it. So, well-deserved. I will give. They've stepped it up when they needed to step it up.
Is there a match, or not? I won't say match, but is there like a specific women's competitor that you're looking forward to watching that you think could light this crowd up, bring some energy into the arena?
Well, it's got to be Ronda Rousey. I think she's still that big name, and boy, does she need to work on her mic skills. But
I think Charlotte. Yeah, Charlotte Flair is going to be really big in this competition. And I think it's going to give her a chance to really spread her wings.
The overall women's division is stronger now than it ever has been.
It will be October 28th.
SummerSlam.
I'm excited about this. In the Barclays Arena in Brooklyn, New York. For the second year in a row, by the way, Maya mentioned that SummerSlam will be held there.
And there's nothing that says summer like the rotting garbage in New York City.
Nothing says summer. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz in a singles match.
I love it.
I'm all about that. And you know what? The more we go, the more I fall in love with The Miz. That guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. When his career is said and done, those are two Hall of Famers, Daniel Bryan and The Miz.
Yeah. And have you watched The Miz and Miz's show yet?
No.
The Miz and Miz's.
I know the ratings
USA.
Have been kind of,
yeah, the ratings have slipped a little bit. Well, I've watched two of the three so far, and I've really enjoyed it. I think it's better than the total Divas and Bellas. And Shinsuke is now the title holder in that match that lasted, 6 seconds?
Yeah, because Jeff lost it to Shinsuke.
After a Wachobi shot.
I love the Wachobi shot. You know what the best part is when you should pause it when a Wachobi shot happens and look at the crowd's faces. Oh, man, it is the best.
Kicked him as hard as I could in his testicles.
Like YouTube Wachobi shots in wrestling and then watch the crowd's faces and like on YouTube. Oh man, I did that for like an hour one time. It was awesome.
You are a sick man. Did you see when Randy Orton attacked? And of course Jeff doesn't wear the gauges in his earlobes.
He like stick his finger
he stuck his finger in that hole in his earlobe and started acting like he was pulling on it. And I was going,
that messes me up.
Oh, yeah. Man, I was freaking out. I mean, I get chill bumps thinking about it right now. Just, but he did.
You can get some gauges in your ears sometime soon?
Oh, let me just say this, and this part won't be family friendly. Hell no.
For the WWE Championship, it's going to be AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
That's the match I'm looking forward to.
Why?
And this goes back to the TNA days. I saw them wrestle each other several times on TNA, and they never disappointed. Never. And I like the Joe character now where he just goes out there. He says, no offense, I'm just going to beat you up.
This one's going to be exciting for me. WWE Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss is your current title holder. She'll face off versus Ronda Rousey. I got my eyes on this one.
Yeah,
this is really going to be kind of a preview for what you're going to see at Evolution in one way or another. Surprise, surprise, your main event and your WWE Universal Championship. Man, this makes me sick. Brock Lesnar, your current title holder, is going to face off versus Roman Reigns. Stop me if you haven't heard this discussion before.
I'm not stopping you.
So in our Turnbuckle Trash Facebook page, which you can go on Facebook and follow us at Turnbuckle Trash, all say the exact same thing. Why?
You said you are tired of the New Day. I am tired of Brock Lesnar. I want my champion there every week, cutting promos. I don't know.
They just got to put it to an end.
Like, they need
put
to
a nail
end
into
it.
The coffin.
They like, need to
is,
end
and
it.
And you know what the best part is that this is in Brooklyn, New York, and that crowd is not
Ooh,
friendly.
No.
If they don't like something, they will dang well let you know.
I promise you. They've been trying to set up Roman as the face.
It's just not working.
On that.
Let me ask you a couple questions here. Because you do such a great job of watching the, I'll call it the underclassmen, if you will, mm-hmm. of wrestling and watching who's coming up and scouting them for us. Who's on your mind that makes you think this guy, besides the one you just mentioned, who else is on your mind from Ring of Honor or wherever that can come up and make some noise in SmackDown or the Raw brands?
You know, if I was someone at the WWE, myself, there was a couple of people I would try to get. One, the Briscoe brothers, tag team from ROH. Love those guys. And then also Punishment Martinez.
Mm.
He's their current TV champion. I just think, and then as I look at some of the other promotions, Killshot has a huge upside. You've got Sami Callihan. A guy that's in championship wrestling from Hollywood that's called Bateman.
Okay.
He's a really good villain. Royce Isaac is someone to watch out for in the future, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It's good stuff, Dave.
It's time to take out the trash.
The Miz. He's got a little bit of athletic talent in this guy.
This dude.
He can ball.
This was great. Yeah.
Did you see his, did you see his double play ball?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it reminds me of my good old days when I used to make plays like this in my sleep.
This was at the Major League Baseball All-Star Celebrity Game, right?
Yep.
All-Star Weekend.
Yep, he was representing his hometown, Cleveland, which I served my LDS mission in. It's a great town. He went 2-for-2 at the plate. A ball was hit, I believe, to his right, if I have it right. Makes the snag, steps on the bag, and throws the first to get the double play.
Woof.
Bam, gone, out, Woof. Out of the inning.
Yeah.
Gold glove, Miz.
And the MVP of the game. Now, also, CBSSports.com did an interview about him taking batting practice.
Oh.
And he kind of got into character, and he was talking about how great he was during bracket. And he said more people were around watching batting practice for the Miz than anyone else.
Hey, WWE did win the ESPN Humanitarian Award for the fourth year in a row. That's actually really tremendous.
That is incredible.
Considering you had guys like J.J. Watt, who raised $37 million, I believe, for the hurricane that hit Houston. Nikki Bella and John Cena's marriage is not recovering. In fact, there's reports saying that they're going to be splitting. In fact, if they've not already split, there was a vacation. They went to Lake Tahoe. They had a great time together, but a huge fight then kind of broke out and between the two. And by the way, you want to talk about commitment.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena
mm-hmm.
even said that he would have his vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
Reversed so they could have children. I mean, that is snip, snap, snip, snap. You ever seen The Office?
Yes.
Michael Scott?
Yes.
With Jam?
Yes.
I love it. No.
That is commitment, baby. So, having the second surgery there. I don't think so.
Of course, and Nikki Bella and John Cena are no more. Man, they are about as in and out as a bachelor couple.
Oh, yeah.
If not worse.
Or the Bachelorette.
the former WWE star, Big Cass, is now going to be known as Big Kaz. Not C-A-S-S, that's C-A-double-Z. David Otunga tweeted this out, that he was at a workout at a gym. There was a guy with a knife trying to steal his things from the car.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
Otunga said he was scared, but of course, and now listen, Otunga is not a small dude.
No, he's not.
His biceps are bigger than Dave's head.
And that's pretty dang big.
That's pretty dang big. But he was able to shove the guy off, who then turned around and ran away. The dude, this is Criminal Smart 101, dropped the knife while running off, which means there's DNA prints on that knife, and Otunga could help out. So, kind of scary stuff for Otunga. We talk about these athletes and, you know, how they're wrestlers. We forget that they're human beings, too. Because The Rock, according to a Forbes magazine list, is in fifth place of top paid celebrities. Now, you want to know how much he made during the past year?
Yes. Yes, I do.
$124 million. I hate my life.
You want to make some more money.
$124 million in the past year.
Huh? Well, he's a big time movie star.
No, he doesn't. He sucks. All his movies suck.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They're fun.
He's either a fairy or a Jumanji hunter. Or
I heard that was pretty good, Jumanji.
Actually, it was all right. He's pretty impressive.
His stuntman is named Taoni Reed, and he was recently injured, and The Rock wanted to say thanks on his first day back, and The Rock gave him a brand new truck.
It's been an honor, Uso, and I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I love you, I thank you, and enjoy your new truck.
No, man, what?
Welcome, brother. Come on.
Damn.
17 years of him giving his blood, his sweat. I mean, this small token of my appreciation.
Yo, we love you, brother.
I love you, too. I love you, too.
No kidding.
Well, if you make $124 million a year, yeah.
You should buy someone a brand new something.
Yeah.
Good night.
Wow.
I hate The Rock. Glenn Jacobs, a.k.a. Kane.
Yeah.
Is the new mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And you have his acceptance speech,
I have a portion of his acceptance speech right now.
When I announced that I was going, unfortunately, among the political establishment, it was met with pretty resounding laughter. That a professional wrestler could think that he could be mayor of Knox County, Tennessee. And if anything, what that did was that made me want it even more.
That's good.
That is awesome.
Oh, it's so good. I'm so happy for him. He's an intelligent dude. Like, it almost kind of creeps you out for how smart he is.
He is very smart. At one time, he was a teacher of elementary students.
Oh, dude, I would have loved it. I actually would have passed my elementary school if I would have had him as my teacher.
Now, here's the thing, I forgot to write this down. He went to Bowling Green High School in Missouri. Now, I might have seen him play football or basketball because I did play-by-play in that area and went to Bowling Green many, many times. I can't remember it. I can't find anything that has anything that says, but I went to Bowling Green many times, and that's where he went to high school at.
Really quick, finally, the recently resolved lawsuit between CM Punk, Colt Cabana, and, of course, Dr. Chris Amon has actually resulted into another lawsuit.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Chicago Sun-Times reports that Colt has sued Punk over $500,000 in legal fees he incurred in the lawsuit. Cabana alleges that Punk had texted him his legal fees would be covered, which Punk has allegedly not delivered on for Cabana. And now Cabana is asking for $200,000 in general damages and $1 million in punitive exemplary damages.
Yeah, and that's a shame because they've been such good friends. Man. And now it results
turning
in a
ugly
lawsuit.
Turning ugly. Give me your thoughts. If you had one word for SummerSlam, it would be up in the pieces.
Uneven.
Oh.
Why would I say uneven?
Why would you say uneven?
Well,
That's a good question. Thank you for asking. uneven because it had some great matches. It had some good matches. It had one that was pathetic. It was awful. I hated it from beginning to end. But overall, I really enjoyed SummerSlam despite the one match.
In the end, though, Ambrose performed a dirty deeds on Drew. Rollins performed a super kick on the stomp on Ziggler and regained for the second time his Intercontinental Championship. This was a fast-paced match beginning to end, and I actually like that.
I am so tired of them talking about that knee injury that Seth had in 2015, and you know it took out most of 2016 for him. They brought it up so many times during the match. I've got something here. I took the play-by-play, and I took the highlights just of them talking about the knee injury.
Okay.
But Ziggler attacking the knee of Seth Rollins.
Smart.
So Ziggler familiar with Seth Rollins. They've competed against one another so many times. Rollins with a history of knee injuries. This is a smart strategy by a veteran champion.
Yeah, every time he falls even awkwardly on that knee, you start to cringe and you start to worry that maybe it might be another serious injury, and you hope not.
Back to the knee by Ziggler. And look at Dolph. Right back to the injured knee of Rollins. Such a smart strategy by the champion. Can Rollins capitalize? Hobbled with the one bad wheel. Rollins in trouble, and you see him, the bad knee of Rollins coming down hard as he went over the top rope.
Way!
Wow.
So much for that injured knee.
And Rollins hit hard again, and I believe the injured knee may have come into play there.
Yeah, Michael, to your point, I think the strength in the knee, or lack thereof, certainly cost Seth Rollins.
They landed awkwardly again, but able to deliver a sling blade.
Fatigue, and I think mental fatigue.
I think it's about
the knee injury.
Yeah, the terrible knee injury that Rollins suffered earlier that Dalton initiated the assault early on in this matchup.
Rollins could be thinking about a buckle bomb. Will his knee hold up?
And right back to the bad knee.
And every time Rollins starts to mount some offense, Dolph goes right back to the knee.
Cook! Rollins is a two-time Intercontinental Champion!
By the way, there was a knee injury. I don't know if you heard about that.
He went for the knee! That's his bad knee! Oh no! What's he gonna do with that knee? I am so tired of that. I mean, yeah, he had a knee injury. It just drives me nuts that they keep on going back to that. I mean, it's old hat. So now you're not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, but five times WWE SmackDown Live Tag Team Champions. The Pancake Brothers. The New Day.
It's annoying.
And even.
Let's do a vote, everybody. Who are you most sick of? Roman Reigns or The New Day?
Ooh.
It's about getting even for me. This match was only a minute 50 seconds, and it was the second shortest of the match. That's right. There was another match that was shorter than a minute 50. Braun Strowman defeats Kevin Owens.
That's the match I hated. I despised that match. They set it up to have Kevin do something to either almost win or win it. And then it was a squash match. Squash does not belong at SummerSlam. Squash belongs as a side dish at the dinner table.
Wow, glad you know your side dishes. 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Stupid.
Only for Flair to perform the natural selection on Lynch and Pinder to regain the title for a second time. By the way, after the match, Lynch.
Yeah.
Attacks Flair.
Yeah.
Turning heel.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that,
I'm sure. I loved it. Good job with it. The only real problem is that the crowd is cheering Becky.
Oh, yeah.
As a heel, they're cheering her.
It's like Canada.
Yeah, they were saying, you deserve it. You deserved it. You deserved it. And then on SmackDown Live this past week, Becky comes out and she just gets this huge pop. And it was like, yeah, you go in there and kick Charlotte's figure eight and bust another one of her implants. And Charlotte missed several weeks because she had to have surgery because one of her implants busted.
Okay, yeah, but you, just we talked about squashes and how they belong on the table. Someone forgot to tell the WWE that message.
Gamora
defends his U.S. title versus Jeff Hardy.
Good stuff.
Now, here's where it got good. Shinsuke then got Hardy back in the ring and performed a... What's that move? It's the...
Shinsaska.
See, that's just stupid.
Knee to face.
Why can't you just call it knee to face?
Well, that's what most of us call it. Because we can't speak the Japanese language very well.
That move would get Shinsuke a win, and he would defend his U.S. title, but we're not done yet.
The point.
Give us the aftermath.
SmackDown Live, the first Tuesday afterwards, I think it was. Randy Orton attacked. Jeff Hardy was beaten on his head. And then, you know, Jeff has gauges. You know, those things in your ear?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have the gauge in, so he had just a flapping earlobe. And there's Orton putting his finger through that gap in the earlobe and pulling on it. And you could see the faces in the crowd. And they were just, it gave you the willies, man. I'm not kidding. You thought for sure he's going to pull that out.
We'll see if I can make it.
I thought it was funny. I enjoyed it. More than the Bellas and Total Divas, which made them look like, well, I'm sorry. I'll bite my tongue because they didn't make them out to be very nice young ladies.
The main event of the night was Brock Lesnar defending his Universal Championship against Roman Reigns. And for those who have not been hiding underneath a rock for the last little bit, there has been rumors and heavy rumors of Brock going back to the UFC.
And Braun Strowman got involved, blah, 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 blah.
I just don't know what you want me to say. This is such a waste of time. A super punch and three spears, and this guy who was so dominating, Brock Lesnar, then goes to be this weak aspect of this.
Well, you got to remember, Braun was involved.
Doesn't matter.
He's the monster among
Lesnar.
Men.
No, we make Brock Lesnar.
He gave him his hands.
We gave Brock Lesnar like this. This superior, unbeatable being. And then all of a sudden, Strowman appears and Roman's there. And I don't get it. Roman Reigns won, by the way, so whoopity freaking do. But, because no one gives a flying crap that you won a match. The main event in 6 minutes and 10 seconds, which means your last two matches took a total of 10 minutes.
Well, they were running long.
Wet my diaper, for all I care.
I will. Wet my diaper? Okay.
I mean, I'm just irritated. Roman Reigns is your WWE champion again, and you all thought we were sick of John Cena. I guarantee more people are sick of Roman Reigns than they are of John Cena.
He gets this mixed reaction that is
so... Oh, it's not mixed. He's hated.
It's mixed.
No, no, no. John Cena's was mixed. Roman Reigns is 90% I hate you, and I hope you fall on your face,
but not
onto
now,
something hard.
Because of the reunion of The Shield the following Monday night. The Shield. The gang is back together, all three of them.
Well, poop my diaper. Because I still don't freaking care.
I don't either.
A guy who reigned the freaking WWE for 504 days of holding the title, and they dominate him like that to make it, oh, hey, Roman Reigns is all powerful. I'm pissed. I mean, I'm angry. I shouldn't say pissed.
Well, you know, they are going to have...
Sorry, children. My bad.
The Hell in the Cell is going to be the Monster in the Bank, which I hate that little title, against Roman Reigns inside Hell in the Cell because Braun doesn't want the other two members of the Shield to get involved.
Stupid. Roman Reigns is going to win again.
Yeah, I think so. But, hey, why not?
Hey, writers for WWE, you suck. Go eat a freaking bowl of steamy crotch cakes.
Please tell us how you really feel, Mr. Ajay Salvesen, and make sure that it's politically correct.
Politically correct?
Yes.
Yeah? It's all just a bunch of fake news. Fake wrestling is just fake news.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
You're changing your depends over the diapers.
What'd you think of SummerSlam, my man?
Major title changes, except for one that I was hoping that one title change could have happened, but I was very disappointed with SmackDown's version. I was hoping Samoa would Samoa Joe would win the WWE title.
Storytelling, though, in the Samoa Joe match?
I think it's some of Samoa Joe's best work that he's done. He's bringing out that evil, evil side of Samoa Joe. I like it. That's the Samoa Joe I like to see. And, I mean, they tore the house down. It was one of the best matches, possibly one of the best matches of SummerSlam.
Really good matches there on the card. I mean, even you talk the SmackDown Women's Championship, that triple threat, that was a killer.
Yeah.
All three ladies did so well. I mean, Carmella's been taking all kinds of flack. They say she's been a weak champion. No, she knows what she's doing. She did great.
I think what they're doing with Charlotte right now is they're building her up just like her daddy. She's going to be a 16-time women's champion.
Now, let me ask you your opinion about the heel change that occurred right after that with Becky Lynch. I don't know if you watched SmackDown this past Tuesday, but Becky's supposed to be a heel, but she's getting cheered.
Yeah, and some people on the internet were making fun of that you're supposed to boo me, not cheer me. And, I mean, yeah, she's turned heel, but that's what's wrong with the fans now. They cheer the heels, and they boo the baby faces now.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. Because she's got that look. She has that look like my ex-wife did when we were going to court. I mean, I don't know what it was, but let's strike that one from the record.
Strowman against Kevin Owens. I absolutely despise that match.
It should not have been a squash match. It shouldn't have been. Even Stone Cold Steve Austin said he didn't like it on his podcast. He said that was the wrong thing to do to Kevin Owens. You give him the Universal title. He held it. He defended it more than Brock Lesnar. And now you squash him in a match with Braun Strowman. That match was ridiculous. I will agree with you.
Kevin deserved to have at least a couple of high spots to make Braun sweat it out a little bit at the fact that the B-team won again, because they are the B-team. B-team. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love it.
Okay, Well, they finally brought some oomph back to the tag team division, the B team. No one really thinks they're just jobbers, and that's what basically they are. But they give them, they dang a little piece of cheese in front of them. Say, here you go, see what you can do with this. And I thought it was interesting the way they did it at the end of the match.
Roman Reigns is the winner, and he is now the Universal Champion. Give me your take on that match.
That's it. That's it.
It looked like your ex-wife going to court, you know?
Yeah, I love that. That's good. I'm going to have to use that one again. So now, okay, he's finally got the title. I didn't like the match. Nobody wanted to see the match. Everybody booed everything, and some people were reading books in the stadium, in the seat. They were reading books. They weren't even watching the match. Well, okay, back when Brock first came into the WWE, we all knew that he was the next big thing. He was this big powerhouse man, and everybody was scared of him, and he had more moves than he does now. You're making the wrestling a joke. You never liked it. He didn't like it. He was in it for the money. Congratulations, you got your dollars. Now go into the UFC and go get your clock cleaned real quick. And then come whining back to Vince after you have a bloody eye and a bloody nose, which I'll pay money to watch that, just to see someone push him down the side. I'll pay money to watch that one.
I don't know a lot about MMA, mixed martial arts, and all that. I don't particularly enjoy that. You probably do because you know, what degree belt are you now?
I am a 6-degree black belt in Hapkido. And I hold a 5th-degree black belt in Okinawan Kempo. I've been doing it since the age of 7. So, and I'm 42 right now. And I will admit I'm not a big fan of the MMA. I think it's human chicken fighting, basically.
Well, you know me. I'm a 7th-degree belt, cheese belt in the manly art of fondue.
Oh, yes, we also fondue. Yeah. Well, I've got my 10th degree in sushi, so if you like sushi, somebody likes sushi. I got to have the sushi.
And if you like sushi like I like sushi.
There you go.
Well, anyway, the return of the Shield on Monday Night Raw. I know people went crazy for the Shield on Monday Night Raw when all three of them came out. I didn't either. I mean, I'm a fan of the Shield, but I was like, eh, okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of the Shield, and I have one question. Dean Ambrose, who decided to cut your hair? I didn't recognize you. He's gotten stouter and bigger, but that haircut. I mean, did Stevie Wonder decide to do it for you? And the way that Seth Rollins was dressed in at SummerSlam, are you Thanos? Do you have the magic stones that are going to turn everybody in? Come on, what are you going to snap your fingers and everyone's going to disappear? Really, that would probably help WWE if you did.
About like Kenny Omega in New Japan when he dressed up just and you were going,
yeah.
What?
What? I'll make you a bet. He probably turned to the dresser and go, what, did Michael Jackson have a sale on or something? What the hell? I mean, come on. What is this?
That's for Shinsuke Nakamura, though.
Yeah, that's true. Funny if Shinsuke, it would be funny if Shinsuke Nakamura would ever come out with one glove. Just one time.
Oh, I wish
just
he
do
would.
It. One glove. Just one
yeah,
glove.
And load it up to
glove.
Do his uppercut.
Oh, perfectly. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be like the Sweet Chin Music when you load that boot, and then then he just put that he would pound the mat real quick, and then he'd do that. That would be just perfect.
Yeah,
now, that's
oh.
a move. Oh man.
Yeah, when Shinsuke was a face, I was not a fan, but now as a heel, I like him a lot better. Yeah.
Oh, he's good as a heel.
And by the way. I love that entrance of the Demon King. When he comes
Don't
out
like
as
that?
The Demon King,
that
is one of the most creative entrances I have ever seen.
And that's how he created himself, Finn Balor, but they, like I said, they really messed him up because it's amazing how the WWE sees their product and how they do things, but that's just the way this big industry is now. I mean, More people are making a lot more money on the indie circuit than they are sometimes with the WWE.
Speaking of the USWA, I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they are getting ready for a reunion show in Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh,
and part
really?
Of that reunion show, and I don't have the date in front of me, I think it's like the second weekend of September, they're going to have a reunion of the Fabulous Ones.
Oh, I wish I could go right. Oh my gosh, I'd love to. Michael Calvin, if you're listening, you can go see the Fabulous Ones. Come on, brother. We can go from North Carolina to Tennessee real quick. Let's go.
Now it's time to go to school.
You mean like wrestling?
Yeah.
It's sort of like wrestling, except they ain't mad.
It's called suspension of disbelief.
It's like wrestling for fun.
Like wrestling.
Nothing like that.
This is unbelievable.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Juice. Dave on
have
the
Have you calmed
side.
Down yet?
Well, yeah. You know, listen to Chris Evans always calms me down, but always fires me up, too. Chris Evans is the freaking man.
He is the man, is he not?
Yeah, I think he's actually surpassed you as being the man.
Just because he's younger, but I'm better looking?
If there was a Mount Rushmore of WWE broadcasters, it would be Zayn, AJ Salveson, and then three other stone faces of Chris Evans.
I'm not even there?
No. Like I said, I feel like...
Can I be down with a Geronimo statue? I mean, it's just down the road.
No.
I went there last year. Oh,
shut up.
Okay.
So...
I want to be somewhere.
Hey...
Super Showdown! October the 6th is when it's going to be. They're going to have the old man's match, as you called it.
They're going to call this the Kane and Walker match. they gotta use their walkers and nothing else.
Oh, man, they're both in good shape.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Hello? Hey, Undertaker, it's me, Triple H. Yeah, what's up? What are you doing? I'm sitting at home watching your pathetic writers screw up the WWE. What are you doing? Yeah, hey, I was just wondering, we're going to Australia, and we'd love to have you over our Super Showdown. for what exactly? So to wrestle me for the 475th time. No. Listen, I'll even pay you. You'll pay me. How much? Oh, well, I want a big pay raise. How much?
But how do you really feel about The Undertaker and Triple H?
What a waste of freaking time. It's like Shane McMahon. He's 83 years old, and he's been jumping off of barriers and rings and taking garbage cans to the face. Let's move on.
And then they're going to have Shawn Michaels as the special referee.
Oh, I wonder where I've seen this before, huh?
Yeah, that was the last time they wrestled with Shawn was the referee, and they had that little moment when they were all three walking off the stage where all three of them were kind of arm in arm. It's nothing more than what they did when they went to Saudi Arabia. It's money. They're looking to make some bucks, and they're looking to make their international market more. And then you add on top of that, even though they lessened the amount of pay-per-views from 15 to 12, now we've got the women's pay-per-view, which is coming up, Evolution. Then we've got the one from Australia. Then we had the one from Saudi Arabia. So now we're getting more. And what is it all about? Getting that network more subscribers. Because for $9.99 a month, but wait, there's more. You can find all kinds of content. And now, even though they claim they have lessened the amount of pay-per-views, they've actually increased it. For only $9.99 a month. And for a new subscriber, it's free. NXT TakeOver was 2 hours incredible on the SummerSlam weekend. It was awesome. There wasn't a weak match in that two-hour program. Not one weak one. Not like Braun Strowman and Kevin. I mean, it was awesome. Loved it.
Joining us via satellite.
You haven't, me and Dan have not been on a show together in 31 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. It was 1976 the last time I remember, back when old Grizzly Adams was the WWW world title champion holder.
That was Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, was that him?
Yes.
Oh, he was 12 years old then.
I was just a young tyke, jumping off my mattress and landing onto my stuffed animals.
Atta boy. Atta boy. You had names for him and everything.
Can I just buzz your brain with a bunch of questions and get your thoughts on some things?
Absolutely.
So, good gosh. You and Dave are meant for each other. first thing I want to ask you, Zane, SummerSlam, it's over. Roman Reigns is still your champion. Is there a problem with seeing Roman Reigns as your champion?
You know, I wish, of course, in a perfect world, I would have rather seen it be Samoa Joe beat Brock Lesnar a long time ago. And we could have seen Joe have some pretty good feuds with even Roman and a lot of other people. But again, you know, like Dave always says, we're fans. We are not creative. We are not members of creative. So we just have to sit back and wonder sometimes what goes through the creative minds of the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Daniel Bryan and Miz have got something pretty special going on. They had a great match at SummerSlam. I think that will pick right up again in Hell in a Cell. What's your thoughts on that?
The build-up to it was a little strange. I mean, you know, Daniel Bryan's been back for a while. But then they say, oh, this has been building for years and years and years. So if you look at it from that perspective, I'm glad that it happened, and I think that it was a good match, and I loved the ending to the match.
Wasn't that great?
I love that ending, dude. That is what we need. More classic heel stuff like that.
We go back to when Daniel was not a competitor. He was not cleared to compete. And that great SmackDown, the after show that they did for just a short time, when The Miz and Daniel Bryan got into it, and it...
Dude, every promo The Miz cuts is like that, though. It's like every time he gets on the mic, I mean, his face turns red, the veins pop out of his head, and he is so, so passionate and so good. Somebody like The Miz has a long career in front of him, because you know, if he doesn't have a stroke from cutting a promo, he could stay on the mic for a long time.
And
no,
you know,
pun intended. Get it, Mike? The mic.
Mike. Oh yeah, that was really funny. He said laughingly, that match between AJ Styles and Samoa Joe, was that the best match of the night to you? It was to me.
You know, honestly, I don't know. That's a tough one. I really, really, really liked the Miz match. I really did. And there was a lot of really, really, really good stuff in that match, too. And the way that it ended was pretty surprising. I mean, they're really playing it off that struck a nerve with AJ, and he's getting really, really upset. And boy, they're really playing that off pretty good.
It's excellent. It's one of the best storylines I've seen in a long time as far as just a story. Similar to Tomasa Ciampa and Johnny Wrestling down in NXT, which...
anytime NXT puts on a show, it's always better than the WWE.
Unfortunately, we have a old man's match in Australia. Of course, got the Super Showdown featuring Triple H versus The Undertaker. Winner gets a pair of dentures, a lifetime supply of urine bags, and a walker. Am I as pessimistic about this match as you, or do you see something good in
this? I just think that they have completely and totally – I mean, it's like the old days of surprises are gone, and I just – why are they even advertising this match? Why – we've seen it before. Why not do a little bit of build up to it and just say, you know, it's like, oh, I got an idea. Let's get Triple H and The Undertaker back in the ring. Maybe we can sell some tickets if people know they're coming, you know. Whereas, you know, people would still buy tickets to the event, and then if they had some kind of build up to it on television the previous few weeks, then they would sell last minute tickets. So the ticket sales would be there whether they had a build up to it or not. So I don't know why they need to announce everything. And the days of surprise are gone, you know.
Your thoughts on Ronda Rousey and her effect on the WWE thus far?
I'm so confused with that they don't. It's like, oh, you're in the MMA? Oh, come over to WWE. Oh, you don't have to. No, you don't need to spend any time in the Performance Center at all. You don't have to suplex. You don't have to learn any of these moves. All you have to do is pretend to throw him in the corner and punch him, and, like, that's it. And I wish that we would have seen Rousey have a few more feuds before they gave her the title. And honestly, somebody like that, like, who on the roster really is going to – I mean, I've seen Ronda. I've seen some clips of her in the training center, and I know she knows how to do more than – you know, put them in the rack and throw them on the ground and pound them. And I don't know why she's not doing more.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
It's a pile of trash.
We're done with SummerSlam. WWE's gearing up for Hell in a Cell. But it's time to go, as Bob Seger would say, turn the page. So if we turn the page in the book of wrestling, that sounds like it could be like a movie or something like that. Like the old ancient book of wrestling. What would you say is on the next page, Dave?
Well, the one thing that I'm kind of interested to see is what Impact Wrestling is doing. Their storylines are getting very strong. There is the possibility in the near future that one Chris Jericho might become part of Impact Wrestling.
Whoa.
If that happens, what will happen to their ratings? I mean, really, think about it.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, they're getting ready to do this this cruise coming up in October with the Young Bucks and Cody. They're going to do rock and roll. They're going to do comedy. They're going to do wrestling all on this cruise in October. Chris Jericho is the host. They're actually going to film it. But, boy, wouldn't that be kind of cool to see that here in the States, too.
You know what I'll tell you would be even cooler?
What's that?
To go on that frickin' rock and wrestling cruise. Oh,
wouldn't
my gosh.
That, dude, that would be awesome, man.
Bucket frickin' list right there.
Ugh.
Dude, and you know what else is on my bucket list? And It may come. It just may.
Uh-huh.
With the new stadium, football stadium in Vegas, you know, there is a possibility that we could get a WrestleMania out west.
I want it, and I want to go.
If it comes to Vegas, I will figure out a way to go, even if I have to sell my child. I'd probably that extreme, but
well, I'll buy him. He's such a cute kid.
Let's shift back back into Drive here now that we kind of coasted for a minute. So Impact and Seth has, and I mean, they just kind of fallen off the face of the earth. And I mean, are they?
Well, I kind of keep up with them a little bit. I try to watch at least their highlight show that's available on a YouTube channel. Then their Slammiversary got rave reviews from all the pro wrestling dirt sheets. Sami Callihan is probably the one that's making the most news in the, quote, smaller circuit. He's wrestling for Impact. He's also on Lucha Underground. He has been on the podcast with Bully Ray. He's been doing stuff in the House of Hardcore. And I don't know if you saw the social media post with Marty the Moth Martinez and Sami Callihan. They had just gotten through recording at the temple for Lucha Underground, and they were trying to find food. They were trying to find a Subway, and there were some drunk people. It was hilarious, just hilarious stuff.
Two, two, two.